Log Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Everybody that's tuned in, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the building, praise God, hallelujah, pastored by none other than the Holy Apostle himself, my brother in Christ, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, who will be joining us in just a few minutes to deliver a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. So we do thank God for everybody that's called in and everybody that's tuned in on this morning. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. Amen. With a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, for just being with us on this morning. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit be with us on this morning, that you lead and guide us on this morning, Lord. We want to ask that you touch the man of God as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word on this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Strengthen him. Praise God as he gets ready, amen, to break the bread of life. And Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you on this morning. We want to give you glory. We want to give you honor. We want to give you praise. We want to let you know, Lord, that you are worthy of all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name on this morning. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy. In your son Jesus' name, we command you to leave right now. Hallelujah. Anything that's trying to distract us from receiving the revelation of God. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for everybody on the line on today, everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for you. Amen. We are getting ready, amen, to go, amen, into the word of God in just a few minutes. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just making sure everything's working this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we get into the word of God, hallelujah, we are going to go to our scripture on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the scripture we're going to go to this morning, amen, is Psalms, y'all know what it is, 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to be coming out of the King James Version, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on this morning. Let's look at verse number 3 real quick. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, you need to know that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, you got to put God in his proper place in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is the God over your life. Praise God. I say that because some of us have made ourselves God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we've made our jobs God. We've made our parents God. Hallelujah. Some of us have made our spouses, hallelujah, gods. Why do I say that? Because in the next line he says, it is he who has made us. Hallelujah. And not we ourselves. Praise God. Why would he say that? Because we walk around, people walk around now saying we are self-made. Hallelujah. We are self-made. I made myself. No. You did not make yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the things that I accomplished, hallelujah, I accomplished on my own. No, you didn't. Praise God. Everything that you have accomplished, hallelujah, because God has allowed you to accomplish it. Hallelujah. Amen. And until we acknowledge God, in one version, hallelujah, of this scripture, it says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. See, when you say you did it, when you say you did it by your own power, hallelujah, when you say you did it, amen, by your own might, when you think you that cute, when you think you that smart, glory to God, hallelujah, when you think you that talented on your own, hallelujah, and you execute God out of the situation, glory to God, you don't include God, hallelujah, amen, you don't factor in that God molded and shaped you in your womb, just like he, in your mother's womb, just like he did Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Just like Jeremiah, before he knew you, he ordained you. Glory to God to be whatever you are. But yet, you want to take all the credit. Praise God. This is how Lucifer got in trouble. He wanted to get all the glory for himself. Hallelujah. I deserve the glory. I'm the one with the talent. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It was all me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was all me, praise God. But God,
hallelujah, is saying to us tonight, amen, it isn't all me. Hallelujah. It's not all me, praise God. It's God. Without God, hallelujah, I would be nothing. Without God, Hallelujah. Amen. I would not exist without God in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to acknowledge that the Lord, hallelujah, he is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to acknowledge that he made us. He's the one that made the crooked path straight. He's the one that opened up doors that could not be opened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says we are his people. Hallelujah. Amen. And the seat of his pastors. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are his people. That shows ownership. We belong to him. Praise God. And that's the big problem. We think, amen, God belongs to us. No, we belong to God. Hallelujah. God, amen, created us in his image. He owns us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we are the sheep of his pasture, of his pasture. We think the pasture belongs to us. Hallelujah. We think the pasture belongs to us. Hallelujah. We think it's ours. Amen. Because we lay in it. Hallelujah. Because we sleep in it. We sit on the couch in it. Praise God. We park our cars in it. But it don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like I've heard many people say, ain't no U-Hauls behind no funeral. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you ain't taking none of this with you because it ain't yours. Hallelujah. It all belongs, hallelujah, to God. Praise God. So as we move forward this morning, praise God, on this Sabbath day, praise God, we need to recognize, like Psalms 100 verse 3 says, we need to know ye that the Lord, he, hallelujah, is God. He is the one who has made us. It is not us. Hallelujah. If it not, had not been for the grace, if it had not been for the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, if it had not been for God on my side, hallelujah, I would not be who I am. Glory to God. Amen. If you're just not joining us, if you're just not tuning in, praise God, you are tuned in, praise God, hallelujah, to the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries featuring the Comedic Judas International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. And if you're tuned in out there on Facebook or TikTok, praise God, you are in for a treat on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. If this is your first time tuning in, amen, we are glad to have you. Amen. Praise God. What's about to happen is you are about to hear a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And delivering that word today, praise God. Hallelujah. Is none other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother. Amen, as they say, from another mother. Praise God, hallelujah. The holy apostle himself, amen, representing the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about none other than the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on this morning. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen, everybody. Amen. Come on and give God praise and glory. Come on and give God honor this morning. Come on and clap those hands and give God glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. And his mercies endureth forever. Come on and lift those hands and give your God praise this morning. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. Come on and bless the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
Can everybody hear me this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give an honor to God this morning. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. Peace and prosperity unto you. Amen. On this Sabbath day, man of God. Amen.
Bless you,
we give
my
God glory this morning. Amen. And to all of those who are under the sound of my voice this morning, amen. Amen. Come on and give your God the greatest praise that you can give him right now. Amen. Because he is worthy. He is praiseworthy of all our praise. Come on and give it up for him this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. Amen. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him. Amen. The alarm clock didn't wake us. Amen. It was the hand of God that woke us up this morning. Come on and bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're thanking God this morning for his mighty goodness toward us. Amen. There is indeed a word from the Lord. Amen. And I want to go there this morning. Amen. I was really praying about what God wanted me to say to everyone this morning, what he wanted to say to us this morning. And he dropped this word in my spirit. Come with me right quickly to Joshua. Now, in the Bible, it's called Joshua. But the original name is Joshua. Joshua. Amen. So let's go to Joshua this morning and hear what the Lord would have us to hear from him this morning. And Joshua chapter 1. Is everyone there? Joshua chapter 1. And the word of the Lord reads. Let's have a moment of prayer before we go into there. Father, we thank you. We give you praise this morning. Thank you for what our ears are about to hear. Thank you for what our heart is about to receive. Thank you for what our eyes are about to see. We give you praise and glory for all things, for we know nothing is possible without you. We thank Father, thank you for every ear that is attentive to your voice right now, God. Let us receive the joyful news of your word, O God. Let it go deep down into our belly, God, and let it produce a harvest as we only not hear, but give us the understanding, God, that we may understand your word. And we thank you, and we give you all the praise and the glory. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon that will try to hinder God's word or stop God's word from getting into the ear of God's people. We thank you now, God, and we give you the praise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bless your name right now, and we give you glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody rejoice right now in the presence of the Lord. Somebody give God glory right now in the presence of the Lord. Somebody magnify his name right now. Hallelujah. Because something good is getting ready to come down the pipe. Something good is getting ready to come down the line. So, amen, get ready, amen, for God's good news to hit your shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Let's go there right now. We'll begin reading at verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Circle that word. It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. How many of you know that when God get ready to raise something up, something has to die before it can be raised up?
Amen.
I don't know if you're with me this morning. Nothing can be raised up until God first puts something to death. When God puts something to death, it's because now God is saying, I'm making room for you. God will move
something or someone just to make room for you. Joshua is getting ready to come on the scene, but the Lord is telling him, now my servant Moses is what? Dead. That represented the law. So what I did through Moses now is no longer on the agenda for you. I've moved him out the way. Now is your turn to take the reins. And what I hear in my spirit is this, beloved. Can y'all hear me this morning?
Amen.
What I'm hearing the Lord say to tell y'all this morning, he has killed religion. He has killed tradition. He has killed the traditional laws. Thank you, Lord. The letter killing, but the spirit give his life. God is removing dead letters out the way. I don't know if you're catching what I'm saying this morning. Dead letters are those who know the word but don't have the spirit to give power to the word. Come on here, somebody. Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses got him out of the wilderness but couldn't get him in the promised land. I don't know if y'all are still with me this morning. We've had leaders to get us out the wilderness but couldn't take us into the promised land. God is saying, now I'm raising up Joshua. I'm raising up Joshua that's going to take the people into the land. Oh, somebody need to put a praise right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you wondering why God made you different. You wondering why God made you unique. Why? Because God is saying, I made you different. I made you unique because you're not going to carry the Moses anointing. You're going to carry the Joshua anointing. Come on here, somebody. Now notice what he says to Joshua in verse 2. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, what? Arise. God is saying, arise now. Get up.
Get out of there. Get in that seat.
I've given you the anointing to get up. Come on here, somebody. You're supposed to be different.
Stay there.
You're going to move different. You're going to speak different. Why? Because there's a Joshua anointing on your life. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, I don't sound like everybody. God said, that's good. Amen. I made you like that on purpose. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because there is a... Every time there is a generation, God raises up a leader for that generation. Come on and give God praise. God said, no, you won't be traditional. No, you won't be religious, but you will be on fire. Come on here, somebody. No, you're not going to be like everybody. But God says, many are called, but the few. God said, I'm calling out the few. Not the many, but the few. Come on here, somebody. But the few are chosen. Now notice what he says. He says, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. Jordan represent transformation. Are y'all still with me this morning? God says, I've called you to go over this Jordan. I'm calling you to go over this change. I'm calling you, amen, to go into the river of miracles because you're getting ready to do signs and wonders in my name, saith the Lord. Come on and magnify him. He says, go over this Jordan. Go through it. Tell somebody right quick, the neighbor, go through it. Some things, we just got to go through. Amen. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So God is saying, go through the Jordan. This is your season that you're getting ready to wade in the water, in the Jordan. Can y'all hear me this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
You getting ready to wade. We getting ready to wade in the water. God is saying the same river that Yahshua got baptized in, the same river that John the Baptist preached in, the Jordan. The Jordan is the place of miracles. The Jordan is the place of change. It's time to get ready for change, y'all. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm with you. Thus, in all this people, so everybody that's connected to you, God says, I'm with you. And you're getting ready to come into change. You're getting ready to come into miracles. You're getting ready to see my power like never before. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that out of all the rivers, that there is no river like the Jordan? Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God praise. My question to you this morning, beloved, are you ready for the Jordan? Are you ready for Jordan? And then he says, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So God is saying, it's not only time to look at the land, it's time to possess it. Come on here, somebody. How many of you ready to possess the land? Yes, God. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
If you're ready to possess the land.
Amen.
God said, I'm not calling you to look at it. I'm not showing you all of this just to look at it. I'm showing it to you because I want to give it to you. I'm showing it to you because it's your time to possess the land. Amen. Do you believe that it's your time right now?
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason why God is saying, because you're not caught up into tradition. You're not caught up into religion. You're not caught up into the old way of how, you know, our ancestors did it. God is saying, no, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. But now I'm raising you up because you carry the anointing that's going to be able to reach the next generation. I don't know if y'all can hear me this morning. All the hell that you've been through. All the hell you have been through was preparing you for what God is getting ready to do in your life right now. Amen. Everything that the enemy meant as a setback, God said, that's going to be your comeback. Amen. It's positioning you for what God is getting ready to do for you right now. Glory to God. Every time they rejected you, every time they hurt you, every time they lied on you, God said, I'm going to use that to position you, to put you in a place of leadership to be able to carry out what my servant Moses could not do. Come on here, somebody. Give God some praise right there. Amen. Stick some glory in there. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, that's why you so different. And God is saying embrace the different. Embrace how I made you. Come on here, somebody. I didn't make you like everybody else because I didn't want you to carry what Moses carried. I want you to carry the uniqueness that I made you to be in this hour.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know, the patriarchs that have gone on before us, amen, they did what God wanted them to do, but now they gone. And God said, but you yet here. And God said, you yet here because you got to fulfill and carry out the purpose that I put in you. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. Hallelujah. Now, hear me, child of God. Let's go to verse 3. He said, every place. Circle that word. Circle those words. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. So every time we step into an area, God says, that's yours. All you got to do is put your foot on it. I don't know if you can hear me this morning. God is saying, if you won't something, or you want a place, or you want land, or you want this, God said, put your foot on it and claim it. Oh, God, I wish I would catch this morning. God is saying, if you want it, put your foot on it. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, if you want it, put your foot on it.
Neighbor, if you
want to
put your foot on it.
Hey! God says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that word tread means to walk on. God said, if you want it, just walk on it and claim it. And God said, when you walk on it and claim it, I'm going to give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord. How many know that the earth is the Lord? And the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. How many know that God owns everything? And if God say you can have it, how many know that the devil can't stop you from getting it? Come on here, somebody. How many know if God say it's yours, it's yours? Come on and give your God a praise. Come on and magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. The neighbor, put your foot on it. Hallelujah. God has given it to you. God has given you the land. He said, all you got to do is put your foot on it and claim it. Glory to God. Notice what he says. He says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river. Come on here, somebody. So God has said, I'm giving you land and water. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, if you want it, put your foot on it. Hallelujah. Stop talking about it and go walk on it. Go claim it. Go ask someone, say, Lord, this is what I want. I want this. And God said, you want it? I'll give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God the praise. Notice what he says in verse 4. He says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites. I want you to circle these Hittites, these ites. I want you to circle all the ites. He said, all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Come on here, somebody. Can I tell y'all something about the Hittites? The Hittites are European. I don't know if y'all can hear me this morning. The Hittites, look it up, was a European tribe. God says, I've given you the land. Are y'all still with me this morning? Some of you, God been leading and into a real nice area, and God be saying to us, don't that look good? But we don't think that God can put us somewhere like that. But God is saying, all you got to do is trust me and believe in me, because everything belongs to me. Hallelujah. How many of you, God been showing different places too, and they've been really nice, and you just been looking at them saying, Lord, I sure wish I could get in there. God said, stop wishing.
Yes.
And believe me that I can put you in there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that favor can put you in places that money can't put you in? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We trying
Hallelujah.
To trust in the money. God said, don't trust in the money. Trust in me. Trust in the favor that I put on you. God, I'm old. So cold. Somebody,
said,
God,
give
me the blessing and put you in a place that you ain't going to even believe that you in there. You'll be like pinching yourself saying, God, am I really? God said, yeah, you really in here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now.
I just hear the Lord saying, possess, possess, possess. Go and possess it. Stop talking about it. Stop worrying about it and do what the word says. God said, put your foot on it. Yeah, my son, that old cold. Yeah, my son, that. Why? Because you are anointed by God. You have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing is able to move you and put you in a position that nobody else can. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God still open doors that no man can close? How many know that God still closed doors that no man can open? Come on here, somebody. God is the one that do all of this. Come on here, somebody. We still trying to...
Hallelujah.
We still trying to lean on Moses. God said, no, my servant Moses is dead. It's your turn now. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's your turn now. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying that not only am I waiting on you, but you got people that's waiting on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, step out on me. I've anointed you for this. I've anointed you for this. Let me break down that word anointed. See, a lot of people talk about being anointed, but they don't never really go into detail what anointed is. When you say you're anointed, that means you are legalized and authorized by heaven. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would shout right there. If you go say you're anointed, that means you got legalized authorization from heaven. If heaven don't move for you, you're not anointed. Oh, I hate to hurt somebody's feelings this morning, but if heaven don't move for you, you are not anointed, because the only way heaven moves for you, that you have to have legalized, authorized authority by Yahshua himself. Somebody give God the praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got people speaking things, but heaven ain't moving. Come on here, somebody. You got people saying things, but heaven ain't moving. So if heaven ain't moving, that means you're not anointed. Come on here, somebody. That means you need to go somewhere and sit down and let the Lord anoint you. And then get in your prayer closet and let the Lord do something for you. And then wait till he tell you that you're anointed and then come out the closet. But until then, stay there until you be endured with power from on high. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me say something else while the anointing of God is on me so heavy. Amen. Stop letting a man put you up there. Tell him, oh, you anointed now. Amen. No, 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 no. I want to hear God say it. Come on here, somebody. You can tell me anything. But the devil here that I got to fight, I got to know God is with me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can't call you when the devil starts fighting me. I got to be able to know that I have the power within, that I have legalized, authorized authority from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise. Get up. There's a Joshua anointing in you. Get up, under the boat. There's a generation waiting on you. Get up, under the boat. Because not only are you going to get up, but there's a people that's going to get up with you when you get up, because they watching you. Amen. They looking at you, and they waiting on you to bust a move. Amen. Do like the young MC. Bust a move. Come on here, somebody. God said, if you bust a move, I'll bust a move with you. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your foot on it, beloved. If you want it, and God done showed it to you, amen, don't trip over it. Put your foot on it and say, Lord, I thank you for this land. I thank you for this water. I thank you for whatever you want God to give you. See, God show us things for a reason. He show us to see if we can believe him for that. Y'all got to stay with me this morning. I'm on one. God will show you something, and he'll say, that looks beautiful, don't it? And we'll agree with it, shake our heads, and yeah, Lord, it looks so nice. I sure wish I could be in there. And God is saying, what you wishing for? If you want it, amen, get out, put your foot on it, claim it, and believe me that I can give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 5. You get what it tells Joshua in verse 5. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Come on here, somebody. Don't you worry about having an enemy. God said, nobody going to be able to stand before thee. They'll try to stand and God will drop them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. I wish somebody would stay with me in the Holy Ghost. God is saying, don't worry about no enemies. I got you. Come on here, somebody. Don't worry about nobody trying to get up in your face. Don't worry about nobody trying to stand against you. God said, no man. Circle that. No man. Not any man. We'll be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Come on here, somebody. As long as you walk on this earth, no man will be able to stand against you. There's some kind of power that God has on our life that he said, all the days of your appointed time that you're here on earth, no man will be able to stand against you. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, like I was with Moses. Don't you know nobody could stand against Moses? Come on here, somebody. And God said, the same anointing that I had on Moses, I got on you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would give daddy praise right there. Amen. Stick some glory right there. Come on here, somebody. He said, just like I was with Moses, I'm with you. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing what God is saying? God is saying, the same way I was with Moses, I'm with you. And nobody could stand in the presence of Moses. God said, if they couldn't stand in his presence, they're not going to be able to stand in yours. Oh, God, I wish somebody get happy right there. Amen. Let me all your enemies. Amen. Everybody that got the haterade on you, amen, you better step back. God said, they're not going to be able to stand against you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Shabba Bokondo. Man, I'm about to get happy over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, look here.
Yes, Lord.
He says, I will be with thee. Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm with you. Glory to God. I will be with thee. Come on here, somebody. We worry about people being with us. God said, no, you ain't got to worry about the people. You got to worry about if I'm with you. And he's saying right now, I am with thee. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trying to call people to be with us. God said, no, it ain't them that you need. You need me to be with you. Come on here,
yes,
somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He said, as I was with Moses, so I will be We're indignant. Come on here, somebody. And I want you to circle this next one. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, I don't know how y'all can not. Boy, hallelujah. I'm over here, God just holding me down right now. I'm telling you, this is awesome. He said, I will not fail thee.
Come on now.
Is you reading the same thing I'm reading? He says, I will not fail thee.
Amen.
How many know there's no failure in Yahshua? God said, I will not fail thee. So that means whatever we go after, we go possess. God says, because I can't fail. If I can't fail, you can't fail. Y'all ain't catching. Y'all ain't catching what the Lord is saying. But I'm praying you catch it. God says, if I can't fail and I'm in you, that means you can't fail. Come on. Give God some praise right there. Stick a praise right there. Give God some glory right there. God says, I would not fail thee. Let me give you a definition of what the Lord gave me on that word fail. Circle that right there. That word fail, God said that word fail means to lose power or to lose strength. So God is saying, I would not lose power or strength with thee. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So God is saying, I'm never going to be able not to do what I'm telling you I'm going to do. Somebody give God a praise. Do y'all have that circle? Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor right quick, say, neighbor, he won't fail you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He won't fail us. How many of you can testify that you trusted in people and you trusted in things and they failed you? Come on here, somebody. They weren't able to hold up under the pressure. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It was too much for them. It was too much for the thing. Too much weight. And the thing broke. It failed me. Too much weight on the person's shoulder. And the person failed me. But God said, I will not fail thee. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody online right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there's no failure in him. He can't. There's some things God can't do. Amen. There are some things God can't do. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
Hear me clearly, beloved. There are some things God can't do. God can't lie. He can't lie. It's impossible. It's not in him. And he can't fail. Come on here, somebody. And he can't go back on his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody need to get their Holy Ghost praise on right now. I don't know if you can see what I see, beloved, but I hear the Lord saying, amen, go into boldness of it. Go into boldness. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm getting ready to put my foot on all kind of things. Look, I'm getting ready to name it and claim it. See, they were right about that name and claim it, but you got to be in the right place with God for that. No. That don't work for everybody. You got to make sure God is telling you to name it and claim it. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Put that mask over your face.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God says, I'm not going to leave you. Come on here, somebody. I ain't going to fail you, and I ain't going to leave you. I don't know how y'all is able to hold y'all peace, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying, I ain't going to fail you in this hour, and I ain't going to leave you. Come on here, somebody. God said, no, I'm not going to leave you. Glory to God. Verse 6, be strong. How many know that God would never tell us to be something that if we couldn't be it? Come on here, somebody. Can y'all hear me, still hear me this morning? How many know that God would never tell us to be something if we know that we couldn't be it? So God is telling us to be strong because he knows it's in us to be strong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Be strong. Because there's a lot of weak people in the land right now. There's a lot of weakness going on right now. But God is telling us to be strong. And of a good courage. Come on here, somebody. Be strong and of a good courage. Stay with me, beloved. Stay with me right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay with me in the Holy Ghost. I want you to picture the lion. Can y'all hear me this morning? I want you to picture the lion. The lion is the king of the jungle. The lion ain't the biggest animal. He ain't even the strongest animal. But the one thing that separates the lion from other animals is his courage. He got courage that the other animals don't have, and they recognize that when they see the lion. But even if they don't see the lion, when they hear the lion roar, they know that the king is in the building. What are you saying to me this morning, Apostle? What is the Lord saying through you to me this morning, Apostle? God is saying you need to recognize who you are. Come on here, somebody. Stop trying to be like everybody else because everybody can't be a lion. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
The lion is strong. The lion is courageous. The lion ain't like the other animals. And the other animals bow down in the presence of the lion because he know who he is. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you how strong and courageous the lion is. The lion is so strong and courageous that he can't even be dethroned. Another lion got to come and take him out to take his place. Somebody need to realize what God is about to do for you is going to blow your mind and everybody's mind around you. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God the praise. God is saying, be strong. In of good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. So this is based upon a covenant. Come on here, somebody. God says the reason why this ain't going to fail, because it's based upon a covenant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise for his covenant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, beloved, if only you could see what I see, glory to God. Verse 7, he said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Apostle, you don't know what's on the land. Oh, God said, be thou strong and very courageous. What about the COVID? Be thou strong and very courageous. What about the food shortage? Be thou strong and very courageous. Do not worry about what's going on, beloved. God got us. Somebody stick a praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to be strong and courageous and that you may be able to stay in the word. Look at this in verse 7. He said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. How much? All the law. Come on here, somebody. So that means we got to walk in obedience. God is saying, amen, this only works if you walk in obedience. I got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Obey my law. Hallelujah. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. So while Moses was alive, he was commanding the people to obey God. Come on here, somebody. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That means that God is saying, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, but keep your eyes on the word. Keep your ear in the word, because that's where the blessing going to come from. Come on here, somebody. You turn to the right, you're going to get distracted. If you turn to the left, you're going to get distracted. But if you stay in the word and stay in prayer and stay in worship and stay in praise, you're not going to get distracted. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that thou mayest prosper. Circle this here, beloved. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Come on here, somebody. God said, wherever you go, you're going to prosper. Wherever I put you, you're going to prosper. So that means that there's not a place, if my foot goes to, that I'm not going to prosper in. God said, because everywhere your foot lands, wherever your foot steps, you're going to prosper. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Come on here, somebody. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, whatever you say, let it be my word that come out of your mouth. Come on here, somebody. So whatever I'm speaking, it got to line up with the word. Come on and give God a praise. I can't speak nothing outside of the word and expect for God to prosper me. I can't speak outside of the word and expect for God to bless me. Whatever I say, it got to line up with the word. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why when we get saved, we got to pray for God to save our tongue so that we don't say things, amen, that allow the devil to use our tongue against us. He knows it's a weapon. That's why every chance he gets, he try to make us say the opposite of what God said. But now, devil, get up out of here. I'm going to say what God said, because God wants me to prosper. Say it with me. Say, God wants me to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God wants me to have the best. I got to keep his word in my mouth. Come on here, somebody. If I keep his word in my mouth, glory to God, everywhere I go, I'm going to have good success. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beloved, don't you let up on that word. Whatever God has put in your mouth, you speak it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you believe what the devil say. Amen. When the enemy try to come and say, well, you know, I don't know if God going to meet that need. No, you got to tell the devil, look, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. It's already met. What you going to do if you want something? I ain't going to worry about it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Keep that word in your mouth. What about this sickness? By his stripes, I'm heal, devil. Amen. He has borne my sickness for me. Come on, put the word in your mouth, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to, hallelujah, stick that praise in there. He said, don't let the word depart out of your mouth. In other words, don't let that word leave you. Amen. Lord, don't let the word leave me. Lord, show me how to speak. Amen. Blessings over myself through your word, Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, help me to get up speaking your word, Lord. Help me to speak your word throughout the day, Lord. And then when I get ready to lay down, let me lay down in your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him praise, beloved. Hallelujah. How many know that I don't care what's changing? The word of God is still the same. Come on here, somebody. His word has not changed. Somebody give him a praise right now. Glory to God. He says in verse 8, of Joshua chapter 1. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. How many know that that word meditate means to think on it, to ponder on it? Amen. Not only, amen, read it, think on it. Hallelujah. Keep it before you. Come on here, somebody. Every chance you get, amen, stay in that word, glory to God, because the devil don't like us when we stay in the word, glory to God. He don't like it when we keep speaking the word. He wants us to say something else. But God said, no, don't let the book depart out of your mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then what the Lord said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. How much? All. Come on here, somebody. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. People trying to find out how to have success, I'm telling you the secret right here. Get in the word. Amen. And begin to speak the word out of your mouth. Amen. And believe God for whatever you want. Amen. And stay obedient to God. And I promise you, glory to God, that God is going to bless you and your way is going to be prosperous. And wherever you go, you're going to have good success. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the end of verse 8 says, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Because every success ain't good. Come on here, somebody. When you try to get success without God, it ain't good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got success, but God ain't in it, and you're miserable because the one thing that you need, you don't have. Come on here, somebody. How many of you can testify that things without God ain't good? Come on here, somebody. You can have things and still be miserable. You can have all the money in the world and still be miserable. You can have good things and still be miserable if God is not the center of your joy. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing wrong with having things. God wants us to have things. He just don't want things to have us. Come on here, somebody. He don't want you to be so caught up in the things that you start worshiping the things and forget about the God that gave you the things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Nothing is more greater than God. Whatever God gives you, as long as you put him first, he said, I don't mind you having the best. Just don't let the best go to your head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise right there. Come on and give God glory right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, have not I commanded thee? God is saying, I'm commanding you to be strong. I'm commanding you to be courageous. I'm commanding you. Why? Because I'm with you. And if I'm with you, who can be against you? Come on and give God the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Don't worry about if people are with you. Just know that if God be with you, he said, if I'm for you, who? Who can stand against you if God is for you? Come on here, somebody. Even your enemies, even your haters better line up. Because God is saying no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Come on and give God the praise. Glory to God. We're about to wrap it up, beloved. He said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is what? With thee, whithersoever thou goest. He says, I've commanded thee. I've commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Why? Because there's no fear in him. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, what you gonna fear if I'm with you? Hallelujah. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. That word dismayed means to be sad. It means to be brokenhearted. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is omnipresent? God is everywhere. He ain't got to show up. He already there. All he got to do is show his glory in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Lord.
If you know the that word was for you this morning, come on and shout, amen, to your God. Amen. Come on and praise him under the most dead care. Hallelujah. Come on and give your God the glory. Come on, give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless your name this morning, God. We give you all the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. While the anointing of God is still moving. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of elders so he can come in on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord right now. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We had a time.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We have a time where we got to be courageous. Hallelujah. And it ought to be easy. It ought to be easy. It ought to be easy to be courageous because God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. Too many times we got to realize Moses is dead. Quit trying to do what the person before you did. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. You ain't trying to fill nobody else's shoes. Praise God. You got to feel your own shoes. Glory to God. God gave you your own
shoes. Come on, Elder.
Why do you think he said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? Praise God.
Because
you got to walk in your own steps. Glory to God. I'm thinking about when Joshua came to the river, and he thought he had to do like Moses did and parted. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he didn't have to do what Moses did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
But hallelujah, we got a different outcome because all he had to do was step in it. Hallelujah. And he walked on the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't got to do what the person before us did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they did some things, amen, so we wouldn't have to do it. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Just like in this civil rights movement we got, hallelujah. People in the 60s did some things, hallelujah, so we wouldn't have to do it today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus did some things, hallelujah, so we wouldn't have to do it today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So we got to, amen, just walk. We just got to go.
Thank you, Lord.
We just got to be obedient. Wherever we go, wherever my foot treads. That's my
problem.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where I go, that belongs to me. And I ain't got to worry about nothing because God is with me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. God is with me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on today. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, that we ain't got to do it the way Moses did. Hallelujah, praise God. And just because you don't do it the way Moses did it, don't mean you won't.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, because, you know, people will get on you and say, you wrong for doing the way you doing. We didn't do it that way. Glory to God. But just because you ain't do it that way, don't mean it was the right way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been doing stuff for generations and generations, and we thought it was the right way. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now we want to know it was the wrong way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But somebody got to be strong enough to step up and say, hallelujah, I know you did it that way, Mama. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know you did it that way, Daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I got to do it the way God tell me to do it. Praise God. You did what you had to do.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
but now it's time for me to do what I got to do. Holy glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Like the man of God said, accept the position God has put you in. Moses is dead.
Rabba.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Moses
yes,
is dead. The old way is
hallelujah.
Off. And it's time for out with the old. Hallelujah. And in with
we
the new.
We
glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I truly think that's why Jesus met Moses and Elijah on the top of that mountain. So he said, look, this is how y'all did it. Glory to God. But let me show you how you should have did it. Glory to God. Let me show you a new way of doing this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. God each and every last one of us today. Hallelujah. We the new Joshua. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You got to look at that like that was written to you. This is why it's called out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
When my brother called me and he came up with that name, out of the mouth of God, he said he wanted it to be prophetic. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
How many of the word of God is prophetic? Hallelujah. The word of God stands the test of time. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That word was for you. Wherever you go.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
You need to be confident. Hallelujah. That God is with you. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the word,
Lord,
that we pour out on today, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless him. You continue to fill him up with your knowledge. Hallelujah, Lord. And that you prosper him, both mind, body, and soul, Lord. And we thank you for everything you're doing in his life, in his family's life, in the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just want to continue to praise you and magnify you. And we want to thank you, Lord, that you are with us just like you was with Moses. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey.
And we want to thank you wherever we go. Hallelujah, Lord. We proclaim wherever we put our foot at. Glory to God. In your son's Amen. And amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this, amen. I believe Aaliyah had a song. Pretty Ricky had a song. They had the same title. Age ain't nothing but a number. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But God said, out of the mouth of babes. What are you saying? God's going to have you over people that are older than you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why
Thank
you got to get your mindset right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Of who you are. Because just because they're older than you, hallelujah. Amen. Don't make them over you. Oh, Lord. Let me say that again. Just because they're older than you, hallelujah, does not set them older. Because age, they say age come with, wisdom come with age. That ain't always true. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. If some people still stuck in the old way, they still stuck in religion. But God say, Jesus said, I didn't come for you to be religious. I came for you to be alive. Glory to God, hallelujah. You look saved, but you dead. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to look. Hallelujah. You do all the traditions. Hallelujah. You wash your hands before you eat. You fast 3 times a week. You tithe a tenth of everything. But inside you dead man's bones. Glory to God. That's why I'm raising up a people. Hallelujah. To teach you the right way to
go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
praise
yes.
God on today. We thank God for his word. We thank God for everybody that called in. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody that tuned in on today. Out of the mouth of God, ministries, praise God. Hallelujah. We hope you enjoyed that word. We want to remind you, if you want to, amen, donate, hallelujah, to the ministry, or you want to sow a seed, praise God. If you want to get in touch with the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The information to do so is right there on the bottom of your screen, praise God, hallelujah. No matter what social media outlet you're on, praise God, we got it for you. Amen, praise God. So you'll be able to get in touch with the ministry, get that donation. You can talk with either me or the Holy Apostle, praise God. Both of our information is up there for you, praise God. So we just invite you to call in and fellowship with us outside of the line, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Amen. Celebrating our Sabbath day service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we have rejoiced. We have been glad in it today. God has brought us some good news. That's the gospel. If the gospel makes you sad, let me say, I got to say, if the gospel makes you sad, that's not the gospel. If the gospel has you in your house depressed and crying, and you in the corner moping, saying, Lord, I don't know what to do, you ain't hearing the gospel. The gospel, by definition, is good news. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Anytime somebody say, I done gave you the gospel, glory to God, you should leave happy. Hallelujah. You should leave rejoicing unless you on the wrong side. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you know you on the right side, glory to God, you might want to question, amen, the gospel that you got. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. If they telling you, amen, you can't go anywhere and do anything. If they telling you, you got to stay in your place, praise God, hallelujah. If they telling you, amen, you can't do nothing until I say it. If they inflating their authority over you, glory to God, hallelujah, that's not the gospel. Hallelujah, amen, because the gospel tells me, amen, that the veil was ripped from the top to the bottom. And if you ain't hearing from God, how you going to tell me, hallelujah, that I ain't? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today. Praise God, amen, for revelation knowledge. We thank God, amen, for God speaking to us in a mighty way on today. Hallelujah. So we want y'all to, amen, be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because nobody will be able to stand against you. Now keep in mind, it didn't say they wasn't going to try. Hallelujah. It didn't say they wasn't going to try to stand against it. Hallelujah, amen. But they ain't going to prevail. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't even jump. Don't flinch when they get up. Hallelujah. Moses didn't flinch. Hallelujah. So God don't want you to flinch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you got tricks? I got tricks too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything you can do, I can do better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I got God with me. We thank God on today. God is with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is with us, and he has gotten us. He is leading us. Hallelujah. And we shall triumph in the end. So we thank God today. Amen. We truly hope everybody was blessed with that word on today. Praise God. We want to remind you we will be back every night, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join us for more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, every morning, praise God. Hallelujah. You got morning glory. Praise God with the apostle. Hallelujah. Amen. And every Saturday, hallelujah, just like today, every Sabbath day service. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be here, amen, delivering a word from the Lord with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Praise God. So make sure y'all join us and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of my brother, amen, so he can go ahead and give his final announcements and the benediction on this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. Amen. Thank you, my dear brother. Amen. As you were talking, the Lord had dropped in my spirit that he has anointed our feet. Oftentimes we talk about the anointing that's on our hands, but we don't talk about the anointing that's on our feet. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow. They're going to bow to the feet of Yahshua, for he has put everything under his feet. The Father has. So if everything is up under his feet, then everything is up under our feet. And so he's saying wherever the sole of our feet tread, walk on, and we claim it in his name, he's going to give it to us. And so I'm excited because God has chosen us, not just called us, he has chosen us. Amen. And I want to encourage everyone this day, amen, to be obedient. Amen. If God has put it on your heart to be a blessing to the fellowship and to the ministry of me and Elder Andre, amen, by all means, obey God. Amen. This is rich ground to sow. Amen.
Are there any questions before I dismiss? If there's no question, Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what our heart now understand, for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen. We thank you, Father, amen, for the awesome word that you've spoken to us this day. Lord, continue to bless and strengthen us, God. We thank you for all things. We thank you, Lord, for the Yahshua anointing that is upon our life, Lord. And not only do you want us to come out of the wilderness, Lord, but you're saying, now go possess the land. I've given it to you. It's yours. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise because we can't move without you. Thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for all things. And, Father, I pray that you just continue to bless my brothers and my sisters on the
Amen. Did we lose the apostle? Can you hear me? Amen, amen. I say we lost the apostle. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you now, apostle.
Okay. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you and we give you praise right now for the word of God. We thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen, right now understand. Continue to bless us and keep us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the Yahshua anointing that you placed on our life to go and possess the land. Lord, we shall possess it. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. Bind up the hand of the enemy. Rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Father, for authority and power. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. And we thank you right now for what you're doing in our life. Continue to bless my brothers and sisters. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm now turning back into the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We just want to thank everybody once again for joining us on this morning, on this Sabbath day morning. We want to remind everybody have a blessed day. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayer and give God glory throughout the day and just see so he can manifest in your life. Y'all have a blessed day. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you say?
Tired of the 500 days left into the new millennium. You hearing? I'm choking, son. It's God Christ, the last, the first, the last. It won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
really up. Heaven really wrote up. We move too much. We do too much. And if the step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing. I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me. They try to buzz me. But they can't break me cause I'm down with Christ. Dark child of new nation, and we still alright. Well, alright.
I'm here. I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's trying to open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Yes, it is. To be blessed. Come on, say it again. Say
it's your season.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood.
We're doing good. About time for a war cry, though, I think. Yes, hold on.
watched over me.
One day when
Amen.